This is your feedback to your wonderful presentation, Barb. So first of all, it was excellent, and you were so credible, in command of your information. The flow of the talk was perfect, where you evolved it once you clearly stated what you're going to teach them, then you taught them, then you summarized what you taught them. I do have some suggestions that I'll be presenting in just a minute in this feedback. I thought that you were funny. I loved your mention of getting a letter from an attorney and it's not your attorney. Your metaphors, your visuals that you evoked were very powerful, such as lifeblood. And also this, when you talked about your boots and goggles, which were very funny, but venturing into the gray, murky ooze of digital copyright law, I mean, that was so powerful that I just think you've got a great talent when it comes to speaking in ways that evoke images. And that clarity of the images that you evoke then in turn invokes emotions. And as you know, people buy according to their emotions. So you've got a great start naturally on being able to activate at will the kinds of influences that elicit emotions that you would want people to have that would lead to a sale. So I really wanted you to understand that part. I thought that the name and the metaphor around your offer regarding health screening, and consider this to be similar to having health insurance for your business where you hope you don't need it, but you're really glad if you do need it that you have it. And also the continuing that metaphor of, you know, giving your company a clean bill of health or offering certain procedures, suggesting certain procedures, that whole medical screening model was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Let me just see what else to say about what I really loved about it. Yes, your points were very clearly made. I thought it was excellent the way you would make a point and then ask questions that would have them own and try on and associate their life, their needs, their lifestyle of their business to the content that you just presented. Such as when you talked about the whole landscape of copyright. Do you take it to the copyright office? Who's going to be the go-to person if there is some sort of an infringement? And just, you know, all that range of questions that you asked were excellent, because not only were you making the idea, the concepts grounded through your questions so that the people could see how they needed to reflect about their own mode of operating. But also, most people probably don't have the answers to those questions, and therefore you strategically were probing the pain, as we've talked about, probing the problem, the challenge that they may not have even known that they had, and you exposed that challenge, problem, and issue for them to consider, or else they might get that letter from the other person's attorney. So I thought you did a stellar job with that whole collection of need, own that you have this need, and here's why you would have that need, and then moving into the solution of what you can do for them. I also thought it was very smart for you to include in there that it is not necessary for them to have an attorney when they do implement best practices, I think is how you put it, that would be of a preventative measure by being thorough and heeding your warning and advice and education of these issues that can come up and bite a person if they're not prepared. And the fact that you planted the seed that it doesn't have to be an attorney and hence attorney fees that the person needs to consult with, but that it could be someone such as yourself who has the information, which you clearly, as I said, projected that you do have that information. Again, I want to commend you on the flow of how your topics were logically laid out, building upon one another, clear distinctions of your three pillars of content for them to be aware of, and also you putting the soft alarm into the mix when you say you want to not wait until you get that letter from the other person's attorney. Your positioning of that comment was excellent. I also thought that you distilling all of this, you know, very pithy information into the three categories of information, risk, protection was an excellent compartmentalizing that everybody could relate to, and they're clear enough topics that there leaves no room as to what each of those terms means. That I thought was also extremely well designed as you decided what you were going to teach. And on the constructive suggestion end of things, first of all, you could make the title of your presentation, even when you do present this to a group of people or to the key players that are the decision makers in a company, you could easily call it, you know, the the copyright digital age labyrinth. You know, give it a title, even when you're talking to them directly, not to us, where we're a loving audience, not knowing anything about what you're about to say. So consider coming up with a title that you would use when, in fact, you did make a presentation to a potential client. At the end, as you saw from my reaction initially, I didn't know what the offer was. It needed to be, for my organized mind, a standalone, here is my offer, even though you'd already referred to what you would be happy to do, what you could do regarding this, the health screening copyright condition of your company. I would just suggest that after you finish all of your educational marketing there, that you conclude with a very clear, so here I'm inviting you into this offer, and here is my call to action. I mean, you wouldn't use those words, but that would be the category of what you would write at that point. Their call to action would be, I invite you to hire me but I invite you to spend time with me where we do look at the unique corridors, aspects of your copyright pieces so that we can be thorough, etc., etc. My point here is that there was not a, okay, now I've delivered all the reasons why. Now here is what I'm suggesting you do with me and I'm inviting you to do it. You know, it's really basic what I'm saying regarding that. As to who would be your target market, you know, that's where really it would be such a large group of people for any company that has brochures and websites and ebooks and webinars and any, that's where I'm not really sure how to help you narrow the scope of who the companies are. Maybe what you could do is a search for the companies that you see have a very large advertising presence online, where you can see that they've got pages and pages of website that you could conceivably analyze for them. This would be something that I would like to get some feedback from you as to how you think you can identify companies, because really the sky's the limit. Every company needs what you're doing. And to find companies that have departments that they're willing to fund such a training versus just having a staff attorney or a attorney that they use for other things, and then they would throw this in as one of the attorney's additional categories to research, I don't know. But this is something that I do want to talk with you further about, to see how you think you would go about identifying where you want to start presenting this corporate package so that you can not be too scattered, but that you have some kind of a niche. Finally, I want to swing back and just say how much I appreciated and loved the genius of how you would keep returning to your services as protecting their ROI, their bottom line, not only from the standpoint of potential legal penalties, but somehow the way you presented it, you wove for me a sense that the bottom line was being protected in a unique way. Now, that's just me. I really appreciated it when you said that how your services protect that company's ROI. There you have it, Barb, dear. It was wonderful, and I thank you for how well you delivered it and the thoroughness with which you delivered each component. There are a few other things that I am aware of that I wanted to add for you, Barb. One is that I think that your focus in terms of your target market would be the marketing department of any company, because they're the ones that are producing the advertising, etc. So I wanted to make sure I got that point. And then with regards to your sole purpose through your business, I sense that your sole purpose is to educate, empower, and position your clients so that they can feel safe to expand and shine. Your sole purpose in the marketplace is to educate and to empower so that your clients are safe to expand and shine. And your umbrella is that of legal compliance. That might be something interesting and valuable for you to own and see what you want to do with it. Okay, my dear, just wanted to add that tidbit. Bye for now.